Mishanti. 11th of January 2019, Friday. Whispers from beyond. Today's effort is, now keep the aim for intense effort. I am a double light angel. Increase the experience of the walking and moving angel. Practice the bodiless stage. Remain double light in order to finish any thoughts, sanskars or nature in 1 second. So today's effort is aim for intense effort. And what is that intense effort? Intense effort is that I am a double light angel and have this experience of angel whilst walking and moving around. Angelic walk. Practice the bodiless stage. Remain double light in order to finish any thoughts, sanskars or nature in 1 second. We have heard this word from a very long time. Light. And that too, double light. Where the body also feels the light and the soul also is light. So there is a feeling of lightness. And what is this lightness? When I say light, what does it mean? Or what is lightness? What is to feel light? To feel light means? No weight, no burden. To feel light means? No burden, no weight. To feel light means? No bondage, no regrets, no complaints, no desires. To feel light means?
No waste thoughts.
No wastage, no negativity. Because if we analyze ourselves, we keep on feeling a sort of heaviness within. Deep down, somewhere there is heaviness, and sometimes we are unable to fathom from where that heaviness is coming. So, lightness has got many dimensions. Light feeling means one is not having any regret, any remorse, any unhappiness, any attack of repeated vices. A stage where one is very much light. The past is not pulling one down. So the weight of past or burden of past, that's gone. So when such a stage is there, one feels light. Or when one has stopped judging others, there is lightness. Or when this blame game has finished, then one feels light. Or when this self-victimization, blame game and self-victimization, this both make one heavy. Blaming others or victimizing oneself, or different branches of victimization like inferiority complex or guilt consciousness. There is a guilt about doing something wrong, and that guilt consciousness is so deep that one doesn't feel light. The feeling of having done some sin, something of grave significance. So, guilt consciousness, it's in English it is known as sitting on guilt potty. Sitting on guilt potty or pot. Just as a child is given training, toilet training. So here also person sits on that guilt potty and keeps on thinking and bemoaning and repenting and having all sad thoughts. So guilt consciousness. So when there is no guilt consciousness, when there is no blame game, we have stopped blaming others and we have taken all the responsibility of our life on our own shoulders and we have stopped becoming a victim ourselves. No inferiority complex, no comparison game, or no games of desires, or no games of judging others, or no regrets or no complaints about things. When there is a complete and perfect balance, where we have understood this drama in detail, in depth, and we realize that in this drama all souls are playing their part, none is to be blamed. If I see some negativity around and I say that negativity, and that's a real negativity, okay, but even my saying those things is a Srimat. Again, that itself will induce further negativity. I see some brother or sister indulging in time wastage, indulging in all those things which are against Srimad. I am on Srimad, but others are not. So even when I see them and I say those things, somewhere I am becoming someone who has not understood the drama, someone who has not understood their parts. So when I understand their parts in depth, I cannot have that negativity. So double light is that stage when one is mentally, emotionally very much light. So double light in what? There are at least 8 things where we need to become double light or light. The first lightness is the lightness of thoughts or mind. Our thoughts should be light. All those thoughts that make us heavy, all those thoughts that make us feel a lot of burden, identify those thoughts. What are those thoughts that make me feel very much heavy? If I want to feel light, what thoughts are those? So, positive thoughts and inspiring thoughts or motivational thoughts, or my thoughts are negative, full of complaints. What is the nature of my thoughts? And if that is the nature, how do I feel when I have those thoughts? So, thought analysis. Thought crimes. You know, this is a new word. Thought crime. We haven't said anything to anybody, but somewhere committing crimes in our thoughts. So, identify thoughts that make me heavy and thoughts that make me light. The thoughts of revenge, the thoughts of hatred, the thoughts of dislike, thoughts of jealousy, thoughts of comparison, thoughts of superiority complex, thoughts of inferiority complex. All of these things make me heavy. thoughts of retaliating, thoughts that make me sad. These all thoughts make me unhappy. And in our life we have also had those thoughts where we felt very much light. Analyze even those thoughts. Why those thoughts made me feel light. All heaviness ends at one word, forgiveness. Pardon. In Christianity, there was one saint, probably the youngest saint, Saint Maria of Goretti, Saint Maria Goretti of Italy. She died at the age of 11. Probably the youngest saint, female saint, youngest. How she became saint? Her father had died and she used to stay with her family, her mother, her brothers, and they would take care of the farm, and she used to be alone at home, and they had to share their home with their neighbors. And there was a young boy of 20-year-old, Alexandria, his name was, and he had sensual advances towards her, and she resisted. But once when nobody was around, he caught hold of her, but she was very much resistant. He took out his dagger, his knife, and stabbed her 11 times, and again 3 more times, 14 times he stabbed her, and she died. She was bleeding, and her parents, her mother and other brothers came, and immediately she was rushed to the hospital. She survived for next 24 hours. In between she opened the eyes and she said, I forgive this man. I forgive him. May he rest in peace with me in heaven. That was her statement. And she died at the age of 11 in 1902. And this man, Alexandria, he was caught by police, taken to custody, and imprisoned for 27 years. Even then, he was not repentant. Even then, this boy was having no remorse, until one day, in his dream, he saw Maria. And that Maria came in his dream, and after that he had the realization. It's sort of Sakshatkar or divine vision that he got. And when he was released from prison, after that he was a changed man. He died, I think, in 1970, recently, a few decades back. And because of this thing, because of a forgiveness and because of the dream which he had, she was beautified. Beautification is the process when saint is confirmed, a person is confirmed the honor of a saint after death. In Christianity, one is pronounced as death as saint only when you give some divine vision after your death to somebody. So she is the youngest 11-year-old saint, Saint Maria Goretti of Italy. So what she did and what was her understanding? Even though this man had evil intentions, and yet when she came back to consciousness and when she was in the hospital, in that 24 hours, when she woke up for some time, and then she died, because the injuries were grievous. And she said, as I said, I forgive him, this man, this boy, 20-year-old, Alexandria. And she died. There's a movie also on this, Italian movie, not English or Hindi, but Italian, very old movie, on this girl. So, lightness in what? So the first lightness of thoughts. The second lightness is lightness of words. What words we speak, are they making us heavy? We speak and then we repent. We speak and then we repent. Those words that make us heavy or that makes others heavy, they will not allow us to remain light. Double light angel means whose words are light. Those words are not comments. Those words are not remarks, sarcastic remarks. Those words are not intending to hurt anybody. Those words are not a sort of jibes or derision or making somebody a butt of laughter. All those words, they are dangerous words and they don't come back. You know, this, our lips, our mouth is like a bow and words are arrows. Once they come out of that, this bow, they will not come back. They have gone means they have gone. And the wounds of the tongue and the wounds of the sword, which are long lasting, wounds of sword, the scars made by sword and these scars made by tongue, they are very, very deeper and long lasting. This tongue is the most dangerous weapon, or the most beautiful weapon as well. Both things. So take care of the words. What words are coming out of our mouth? One American president had said somewhere, I do not repent for what I thought, even if that was wrong, but I repent for those things which I said, because now I cannot take them back. But even if I thought something wrong, I still don't repent, because they have not gone out of me. They are within me only. But those words I have said, and they are on record, I cannot take back. So keep the words light. The words of praise, the words of appreciation, the words of encouragement, the words of soman, the words of uplifting the soul, the words of encouraging someone, the words of blessings, those all words, those all speech, they make us light. But all the words of abuses, insults, the words where we cursed somebody, they make us heavy. All the words of forgiveness, they make us light. Yeah?
We have a saying, too strong word killed me.
Too?
Too strong
words killed me. Yeah. So it's the words that make or mar the individual. So what words are emanating from our being? You know, in Mahabharata, there is one character who is very much particular about his words, and not a single waste words comes out of his mouth. What is that character? Which character? It's Vidur. He is like a jeweler. He is like a shopkeeper. He is like a businessman. He weighs each and every word before he says. And he will not say anything which is wasteful at all. So, we have to become like a businessman as regards words. A businessman will never waste anything. He will be very shrewd, very, very economical, and extremely miser, close-fisted about words. The third is actions. All our actions should be light, and all actions which are based on Srimat, they are light. All actions which are selfless, which are done in the spirit of soul consciousness, all actions which are God consciousness is there in them. So soul consciousness and God consciousness and all actions which are done in the spirit of Trikaldarshi, all actions which are done when you are also detached observer, all actions where there is a lot of detachment, one is Sakshi and another is Nyara, detachment and detached observer, when both things are there, so those all actions are keep you light. Otherwise all those actions intending to hurt somebody, all that those actions where you try to deceive somebody, as one English poet says, what a tangled web we weave when we first practice to deceive. What an intricate web we weaved when we first practice to deceive others. We ourselves got caught in that web when we first thought of deceiving others. So never try to hoodwink anyone. So actions should be selfless. Actions should be for the sake of the world. Actions should be unlimited. Actions should be in the spirit of soul consciousness, God consciousness, as far as possible, lot of detachment, as far as possible in the spirit of Trikaldarshi. All those things. The fourth thing to remain detached is relationships, and to remain light. In relationships, all our relationships, there should be lightness. And this is very important. If our relationships are strained, making us heavy, we cannot have yoga at all. They affect the yoga too much. If we criticize or always there is a sort of struggle going on between two souls, two thoughts are striking each other, two sanskars, two thoughts, two words, two things, there is a fire. So these relationships are not harmonious. So try to remain light in relationships, and the only principle of staying light in relationship is lower this I. I am right. This is the greatest form of Maya. The greater the I, the more would be the struggle in relationships. So let this I become small I. And remove this I also, then remain only the point remains. Okay. So relationship, one should be light. Then, memories, past memories, old memories. The fifth thing to remain light is memories. What sort of memories I have? Are they light or they make me heavy? Whatever our memories are, we become like that. If the childhood is traumatic, if the past is full of hurts, if the past people have used me, exploited me, if the past is very, very grievous, if the past is filled with mistakes, blunders, sensual sins, those memories, they haunt. Try to see and analyze what are my memories. If they are making me very heavy, Baba says, tell everything to this supreme surgeon and he will make you light. These all things have happened, and whatever that has happened in the past, I cannot change it now, but I can definitely learn from the past. And nobody can change, even God cannot change what has happened. But I can definitely learn and go ahead, and I do not make further mistakes. They should become the greatest learning lessons for me. All the past blunders, all the mistakes, the Himalayan mistakes, they should become a learning lesson for me. So analyze memories and lighten them. Then, feelings and emotions, bhavanas. This should be light. Analyze which feeling that makes me heavy. Feelings. And then imagination. Seventh, imagination. What are my imagination fantasies? What all things I keep on thinking throughout the day? What all imaginations I weave? Are they making me heavy? Are they filled with worry, tension, stress? So these are the seven things where one should remain light. One eighth is also there. So first is thoughts, light. Actions, light. Speech, light. Relationships, light. Memories, light. And your feelings, light. And your imagination, light. And one more thing, last is food. If your food is heavy, you cannot remain light. I am talking of gross food, not the subtle food. Not the food of the mind. It is the food which we give to the body. If one is overeating or eating more, yogi should be miserly in his food. The more the plate is decorated with different items, the more heaviness would be there. The lesser the number of items and the less the food, the mind would be light. Because food and mind are connected to each other. If food is very heavy and food is very spicy and food is filled with it has got a lot of rajasic content, then the mind would become rajasic and the mind would become heavy and you cannot do yoga. So today's effort is be a double light angel. Increase the experience of walking and moving angel. You know the angelic walk? You move around as if an angel and then practice bodiless stage and remain double light in order to finish any thought, sanskar or nature. So practice this today. Om Shanti.